Hi, I'm Ray Keating, and this is Free Enterprise in 3 minutes. In this 224th episode, we're going to take a first look at sports, stadium, and arena economics. Now, while I'm a big sports fan, the economist in me understands that no reason exists for taxpayers to subsidize a professional sports facility. After all, sports team is no different than any other private business, and accordingly, teams should pay for their own facilities just like those other private businesses. But what about those tremendous economic benefits derived from sports stadiums? Well, no, that's an economic fantasy peddled by politicians and team owners. In reality, all of the independent studies on pro sports facilities that look at what's actually occurred in terms of subsidizing stadiums and arenas make clear that such projects fail to boost incomes, jobs, or overall economic activity. They're kind of duds when it comes to economic development. In an educational brief on the subject, the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, some banks summed things up nicely. And here goes. This is what they said. In a 2017 poll, 83% of the economists surveyed agreed that, quote, providing state and local subsidies to build stadiums for professional sports teams is likely to cost the relevant taxpayers more than any local economic benefits that are generated, close quote. The Fed continued, in their book Sports, Jobs, and Taxes, Roger Knoll and Andrew Zimbalist present a comprehensive review of stadium investments. In all cases, they find a new sports facility to have extremely small or negative effects on overall economic activity and employment. Furthermore, they were unable to find any facilities that had a reasonable return on investment. Sports economist Michael Leeds suggests that professional sports have very little economic impact, noting that a baseball team with 81 regular season home games per year, quote, has about the same impact on a community as a mid-sized department store, close quote. So that's from the Fed, and it's an accurate review of the economic literature. So what's the deal then from an economic standpoint? Given that consumers only have so many entertainment or recreational dollars to spend, if there isn't a sports team in town, then the money will be spent on other forms of entertainment. Economists call this the substitution effect. In addition, the higher taxes tied to subsidizing teams and stadiums have negative effects on the local economy. When supporters of stadium subsidies cite a positive multiplier effect resulting from the spending on a stadium, then they should, but never do, account for a negative multiplier effect resulting from the taxes used to pay for a stadium. In addition, there are negative incentive effects resulting from higher or new taxes, and there's the fact that government undertakings are far less efficient than private sector enterprises. Finally, sports teams fail to attract enough consumers from beyond the region to counter the substitution effect. In the end, the only true beneficiaries of stadium subsidies are team owners and players receiving those subsidies. Team owners, and by extension the players, don't have to fund all or part of their new facilities, rarely have to pay local property taxes, gain new revenue streams through the new stadium or arena, and experience increased value of their teams. Stadium and arena subsidies turn out to be a classic special interest or rent-seeking issue whereby a small group seeks benefits from the government with the costs spread over most citizens or taxpayers. Significant benefits can accrue to the special interest while the costs are relatively small to each individual taxpayer. However, the total costs far exceed the special interest's benefits. In the end, subsidies for sports stadiums rank as economic losers. Thanks for listening. If you appreciate this podcast, by the way, please consider getting my weekly Economist books, which are available at Amazon.com and at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. The Weekly Economist 3 has just been published. Like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7. And please subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care. And hey, think more like an economist.